Wow. Who knew feeding the geese could get your neighbor so upset? I don't like to see neighbors fighting. I really don't. This is in the Long Neck area. Police say they arrested a 71-year-old man for assaulting his 77-year-old neighbor. 77-year-old neighbor's outside his own house feeding the geese. 71-year-old Charles Harrigan starts yelling at him, and they get into a fight. And eventually, the police say, Charles Harrigan picked up a weed eater, his weed eater, and started to hit his neighbor with it. The 77-year-old man started to hit him with his weed eater. Shocking to know, by the way, that this guy was able to get this weed eater with no background check. There's no waiting period. He doesn't have to have a permit to get the weed. Here he is assaulting his neighbor with it. An assault weed eater. An assault weed eater. And kids can even get a hold of these things. Well, I have a child who's under 18 years old. He, if he wanted to, could go to a hardware store and get an assault weed eater with nobody would ask for an ID even. He would just buy it. Unbelievable. Luckily, the 77-year-old man, in this case, only received minor injuries from the assault weed eater. He refused medical treatment. However, the 71-year-old who did the weed whacking, if you will, has been charged with assault in the second degree, physical injury to a person over 62. This happened again on White Pine Drive. White Pine Drive. Good morning, Delaware 1059.
You're right on target as usual, Ben. I love that sentiment. Right where you went with that assault weed eater. That, you guys should pull that for a highlight clip from your show, because that's priceless, brother.
It's shocking, sir. It's what it is. Shocking.
Why there ought to be a law.
All right. This text. We need a law to limit the capacity of string a weed eater can hold. Next text. The best solution to a bad guy with a weed eater is a good guy with a weed eater. Next text. Dan, did the assault weed eater have extra magazines? I mean spools. Next text. Dan, if the weed eater was gas powered, then this would qualify as a criminal offense in Lewis, not for the assault, but because it uses gasoline.